Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ron Ugly is out. Luke Morrow is in, and it may be the best thing ever. Soda weight loss. Yeah. My man turned around and saw Reginald Attitudinal standing back there and said, "Damn, is that Ron?
Is that my boy Ron?
Damn, that damn soda done. He grew about 4 or 5 inches and lost half himself, man. That's Reginald Attitudinal love in the loop, baby. Ron will be back at ASAP. He is A-OK. Texans Bills. I think the we're cussing and discussing this thing six ways to Sunday, but the Texans have played their part. They've given us an injury report. Friday's injury report for your Houston Texans. The guys that are out: Derek Barnett, defensive end; Jerry Hughes, defensive end; and Joe Mixon, your starting running back. Couple things there. Obviously, your starting running back, Luke, and then your two depth defensive ends. And these aren't just normal depth defensive ends that play every night. These, to me, anyway, I don't speak for everybody, but these are two guys that when they're in the game, they could very easily go get a sack. Mm-hmm. They're two guys that when they're in the game, they could, hell, you can argue, would do damn near as good a job as the starters in terms of stopping the run and stuffing guys at the line of scrimmage. And so missing those two defensive ends, again, Derek Barnett and Jerry Hughes are both out for this football game.
Yeah, and you touched on it earlier and mentioned it just there, and that's big, especially for this matchup here with the Bills, because the Bills like to play down the center of the field mostly. They don't have those outside weapons, and the Texans have struggled. And the Texans defensive line needs to do a better job, even just the guys that will be out there Sunday, the big names. The guy that you spent a lot of money on to bring in, and Danielle Hunter. This is the game where, against a Josh Allen in this big matchup, big-time quarterback, big matchup, somebody who likes to move his feet, they got to come ready and play. So I know the injury report, tough not to have those two. But with that said, I'm focusing more on the guys that will be out there. Will Anderson, you got to play better, and you got to start Sunday against a big-time quarterback.
Yeah, I agree with you. We talked a little bit about that yesterday, man. The truth of the matter is Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, first and foremost, have to be better. Those guys have to rush the passer better. They have to be better against the run. We talk a lot about that interior defensive line, but those two guys – boy, the secondary's really exposed when they don't get home. And look, the truth of the matter is, you got a third overall pick on one of them, with that is highly touted as rushing the passer and being a top-tier defensive end. And Danielle Hunter, the contract says all you need to know, man. Mm-hmm. The contract and the resume, the guy goes and gets a quarterback. It's time that he does it. Now, Buffalo is going to minimize. They're not going to drop the ball. They're not going to drop back and throw it 50 times like Kirk Cousins did last night. They're going to minimize those guys' impact on the game, but even more so to your point, when you make that kind of money like Danielle Hunter, I mean, you need to impact. You need to find a way to impact the game,
and especially when you're missing some guys on that defensive line, right? That's where the stars, like Danielle Hunter, is supposed to be. That's where he says, "No worries, I'll step up today, or I'll put this unit team on my back and fill in for Jerry Hughes being out, and et cetera, et cetera." So, big time players show up in big time games. This is a big time game. These two guys check the back of the football card. They're supposed to be big time players. So hopefully they step up Sunday and make good plays and even just contain Josh Allen in the pocket. If nothing else.
All right, Joe Mixon also out. Where? How do you feel about the, obviously the starting running back's a little bit of an issue there, but
I
how do you think
Joe
that impacts
Mixon.
This game?
Yeah, it
me
stinks.
Too, me too, Gruden.
Because without him, they're averaging less than 70 rushing yards a game, 3.5 yards per carry. They're missing him. But this is a game, I guess that you could have two arguments. I mean, you'd love to have him for this matchup because it is the Bills, and they are vulnerable against the run. But then I guess you could also make the argument that, well, even without Mixon, they should be able to have some success against this rushing attack that's bottom three across the stat board in the league and stopping the run. So you hope Damian Pierce, who has been a starter before, Cam Akers, who has been a starter before, they've been in this role, that they could still do enough Sunday and enter this whole debate and conversation about who should be higher on the depth chart, Damian Pierce or Cam Akers. We might get more data towards that conversation in Sunday's game. It stinks. I want Joe out there. They got him this offseason for a reason. He was an exciting addition. We've seen him for a game and a half. You need him out there, but you hope that hopefully Pierce at least plays Sunday and you could still be successful on the ground against this terrible run defense.
Well, I think that's one we need to hit right there, because those are the guys that are out. Now let me tell you about the guys that are questionable. I think the ones of note here, Titus Howard is questionable, Damian Pierce is questionable, and Robert Woods is questionable. All of those guys, to some degree, could end up impacting this football game if they indeed can't go. I think all of them are trending towards and leaning towards playing, but I don't know enough about Titus Howard to feel one way or the other.
Yeah, because that just popped up yesterday, which I think is more concerning. Like, Damian Pierce seems to be getting healthier. He seems to be getting closer to a point of return. For Howard, he was a full participant Wednesday, limited yesterday, did not practice today, now questionable. So it seems like that's something that just popped up middle of the week. But
yeah.
But yeah, that's the bigger concern to me, just because I think it always starts up front. Offensive line's already been shaky to begin with, whether it's penalties or just play in general. And you need him in a game of this magnitude. I want my guys out there in the trenches, my best options in the trenches for a game like this.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, especially after, look, we saw Blake Fisher last week, which I thought he did some really good things, but D'Amico Ryans was a little bit critical about him in a sense. It made me get to a point where I said, I'm not real sure if he's quite ready yet. Clearly, he's not the caliber of Titus Howard. So, yeah, you'd like to have him out there. Damian Pierce, I would love to see Damian Pierce involved, because I think the 1-2 punch of Damian and Cam Akers is the best thing that we can throw out there. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm not sure that Damian Pierce, like, they don't need to lean into what the hell Damian Pierce does well.
For sure.
Instead of what Bobby Slowick wants to do. Here's the good news. The full participants at practice today, after either not practicing or being limited earlier in the week, Tank Dell is the big name there. This offense is going to have Tank Dell. He was full go on Friday. This is a pass game that needs to get rolling and needs to get, needs to be that explosive group that everybody has hoped that they would be. And I think Tank Dell plays a big part in that aspect of it.
Yeah, and also he's just one of those gadget options. I mean, that's not his ceiling. He's a playmaker, but we've seen them use him in the backfield. And without Joe Mixon, and if you're looking to get more production in the run game, or you're trying to get a little more creative, you could use Tank Dell in those areas as well. So, yeah, absolutely. I'm a big Tank guy, and I'm glad he's back out there.
Juice Scruggs, Laremy Tunsil, both limited on Thursday. Limited on Wednesday. One of them didn't even practice on Wednesday. Both full today. So Juice Scruggs, Laremy Tunsil, Jimmy Ward on the defensive side of the football, also full go today. So good news on Friday for several of the Texans. When you talk about the offensive line group, I mean, we already talked about Titus Howard. Now you got Laramie Tunsil and Juice Scruggs that were suspect throughout the week. Those guys both appear to be right. Getting that offensive line hold is going to be big.
For sure, because, look, we know about the penalties. It's been brutal. They need to clean it up. And one of the excuses, at least, that has been offered up is just the communication. Well, if you're constantly shuffling guys in and out, that's obviously not going to help the communication and having these guys all be on the same page and in sync with one another. And really, the past year and a half, Stroud's whole career, that offensive line's always been in flux. He hasn't had his true top five offensive linemen out there enough. So that's where it always starts with me. I would love to have Mixon out there, but to me, even the bigger focal point is making sure my offensive line is good to go. Those guys are healthy and ready.
5 o'clock fire.
I don't know how many of y'all out there got to take a peek at that game last night, but I watched a good chunk of it and actually turned it off when it went to overtime and woke up this morning and caught the highlight.
Yeah.
But Thursday night football, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were at Atlanta, and it was rocking in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
If they can win games, that atmosphere right there, if they can keep it rolling, that atmosphere is absolutely ridiculous. The Atlanta Falcons win 36-30, which obviously that put them ahead of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in that division, because obviously the same record, 3-2, both teams, but put them ahead. I think that, look, Tampa Bay had a chance, a couple of chances in the fourth quarter to put Atlanta to bed, to put that game out of reach. They fumbled one time,
yep.
And it kept Atlanta in the game, and it just felt like if Atlanta kept getting opportunities, they were going to end up at least sending this thing to overtime, and they did just that, and then made a big play with Kirk Cousins in overtime for a touchdown that ended this thing. Kirk Cousins had a career night. I don't know if it was his career night, but it was definitely a huge night. Primetime game. I'll be honest with you. I understand why, Luke, but I've never subscribed to the Kirk Cousins criticism. I think everywhere the guy goes, the team puts up points. The team is better. He leaves teams in a better place than where he picks them up typically. And he hasn't cracked that ability yet to go get one and make a serious run and truly contend. But I'm a big Kirk Cousins guy. And look, I'm a Baker Mayfield guy too. This is a hell of a football game to watch.
It sure was. Yeah, it was a lot of fun and entertaining. Yeah, Kirk is certainly underrated. I think a big thing that comes in is people can't decipher the fact that you know, when people say Kirk is, say, a top 12 quarterback in the league. Right? No one's saying that he's a top 5 quarterback, but maybe more of a top 12. And I think that's where a lot of the conversation comes in, that people think many pundits try to put a lot more praise on Kirk's back when simply people are saying he's better than you think, and he's better than a lot of guys in the league. I don't know if he's good enough to win a Super Bowl, but yeah, last night, look, you can't feel bad for Tampa because they had plenty of opportunities, but boy, the referees missed an obvious face mask call that would have changed things.
Absolutely.
At the end when the Bucs are trying to run out the clock. You call that properly, that game might not go to overtime. Tampa might win it, but yeah, they had plenty of opportunities to win anyways, and they coughed it up.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins, 42 of 58 for 500 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Gave his team a chance to win. I mean, damn near down in, down out. Mooney had a big drop. Speaking of drop, Mooney had a big drop early on. I mean, I'm sorry, earlier, right before overtime, that would have given him a chance to tie it up. He hung in there. He ended up bringing him back. The interception that he did throw was on fourth down, so it was one of those you got to throw it to see what happens. And they ended up pulling it out, man. So that was a big time fun game. Both these teams, by the way, in my opinion, Atlanta and Tampa, I don't think they're contenders, but they're definitely teams that are going to scare the hell out of and knock some contenders off.
Yeah, it's a fun division. And by the way, last thing, Kirk, more passing yards last night than the Patriots have this entire season.
Oh, don't
so far.
Do it! Another one of them stats, boy. We could have doubled my list up with them wow stats.
5 o'clock fire.
Here's what I want to do now. I want to jump into this real quick. We're going to get into – Tyler, I'm going to get you to pull some of your bets, and we're going to do a little best bet segment later in the show, and we're going to do it a little different way. I want Tyler to bring them to the table, and then me and Luke will pick one or the other. But what I want to do right now is run down this slate of college football games, and it starts with number 9, Missouri, versus – at in College Station versus – Texas A&M right here in Texas in our neck of the woods. This is a monster game. We had Danny Cannell on yesterday, and Danny Cannell believed early on, a lot like I did, in terms of every kind of aligning for A&M to maybe make a Cinderella run to the college football playoffs. He believes it's not too late. I believe it's not too late, but you got to go win. You got to beat Missouri when they come to your place. this Saturday. Tomorrow, 4-0 Missouri, number 9 in the country at 4-1 Texas A&M. Luke, how you feel about that one?
Yeah, this is kind of like the Texans-Bills matchup in the sense of it's a real litmus test for both these teams. Like, if you think you can go compete in the SEC in a playoff spot and eventually a national championship, this is a game both of these teams have to win. It's the game of the weekend. It's the only top 25 matchup we have. Should be a lot of fun. I'm an Eli Drinkwitz guy at Missouri. I've spent some time with him in the past. Big fan. And he always seems to find a way to win games that Missouri shouldn't. They're a small underdog on the road. They've had 2 weeks to prepare. Texas A&M had to play this past week. Missouri has had 2 weeks to get ready for this one. He always has some surprises, so it should be a lot of fun. Missouri is obviously the higher-ranked team. They needed two overtimes to get past Vanderbilt, so they better come out with a better performance tomorrow to show that they are legit and a top-10 team in the country.
I've known Eli for a long time. He's an old Arkansas. When I was running with Eli, he was an Arkansas high school coach.
Oh, wow.
And he's a great dude.
He's,
man,
a character.
I keep in touch with him up to the day, and he is a really good dude. He's one of them guys that, when I met him, you know, he's just so kind of almost like Les Miles to me, and not in how they operate, but just from a standpoint of kind of soft spoken, kind of under the radar.
Very much, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you jump up, and these dudes are big time head coaches, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But yeah, I think the other game on here. By the way, Tyler, real quick, how you feel about your Aggies in that game?
Man, I always feel good when we're facing Missouri.
Oh, wow. I think it's fair. I feel good when we're facing Missouri as well, and it doesn't always work out in my favor, a lot like A&M. But no, I think that's fair. I think this is a monster game for A&M because they are the higher-ranked team. Obviously, they're a top-10 team. But this is a team, again, Tyler, you and I have talked about it multiple times. When it comes down to the Jimmys and Joes and it comes down to the roster, A&M's going to be better. They're going to be flat-out better at damn near every position with the exception of maybe the receiver where A&M struggles and Missouri's really good.
It came off a little more disrespectful than maybe I meant it. But I do feel good about this weekend against Missouri.
I think everybody takes that disrespect with a grain of salt. They know you're just a disrespectful human. The other game in this college slate, real quick, is Ole Miss and South Carolina, I think, that jumps off. Ole Miss got beat by Kentucky at home last week. I think South Carolina at 3-1 is a better football team than most people think. It could go south. But I think they're a better football team than most people think. That's a really good game on this slate as well. All right, now, good to see you, baby. Sun State Equipment. They just come out here and played a little round of golf. They must have did all right because they come through here smiling, grinning like old outhouse rat. Or either that or he had enough drinks where it didn't matter, right?
Yeah,
Come on now. All right, now, that's your 5 o'clock fire. What are the Texans – besides win, obviously, win is the big obvious one. What are the Texans? What can they do Sunday versus the Bills that'll get you good and turned on? Besides winning, what can the Texans do against the Bills, a true top team in the AFC, that'll get you good and turned on about your squad? We'll talk about that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Rock and roll, meow.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from East River 9, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Ryan Hughley is out. We are at East River 9. Having us a good old time. They gave away $225 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We've already given away, what did we give away, Luke? We gave away two rounds for two on the right here at East River 9, which, by the way, if you hadn't played the course, you should probably try to get out here and play. It's lighted, 9 holes, all par threes. It moves pretty quick, a lot safer than I first thought. I tell you, it's a lot. It seems like it's compact, right? And you get a bunch of hacks like me out there, you might have a problem, but you don't. It's a lot easier to navigate as you would think. And great place. Even if you don't want to golf, you want to come out here and you just want to eat, drink, hang out, you can do that as well. It's a really, really cool spot. But as I mentioned, Ryan Hughley's out, Luke Morrow's in, and we've had us a good day, Ron. Luke, we got a big game coming up, obviously. And look, there's no doubt about it that with this game, a win is the ultimate goal and ultimately what would make you the happiest. But I just need the Texans to play well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would love a win. I'm sure there's a lot of fans out there like, what the hell is this guy talking about? I would love a win. There's no doubt about it. But I don't need the Texans to win this football game to validate all the hype around the Texans and my belief that this is a team that could make a run at a Super Bowl. What I need this team to do is to show up against the Buffalo Bills in a way that tells me they're on the same playing field as the top teams in the AFC. Now, I hope that means a win, but if the Bills end up kicking a field goal at the end to win this thing, then all hope is not dead. I mean, I think that is a really good sign that our team is in a spot to where
you... Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You can compete with anybody in this damn game, and that's a beautiful place to be considering where we came from not too long ago, right? But let's set the win aside and just talk about what would turn you on the most with the Houston Texans if they're able to do this on Sunday versus the Bills?
Well, I don't want to steal yours because I know I imagine I know what you're going to say, but I think there's two.
You can take it. I got a couple, but you can take
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Well, I think there's two. The two obvious ones for me, and they both lead back to the stat that I shared earlier, where the Texans this year, third and fourth downs, they have 10.1 yards to go, which is by far the biggest. The highest number in the NFL.
Say that again. On average, third and fourth down, on average, they're 10-plus yards to go.
Yeah.
Out.
Which means...
I didn't have that stat.
Which means, and they don't always get to third down, of course, but when they do, that means they're actually losing yards on average on first and second down because it's 10.1 yards to go.
Yes.
And so that's because of the run game because you run on early downs, and then penalties, that when they do get some yards, they stall out by shooting themselves in the foot, for lack of a better term, and backing up with penalties. So those are the two main things for me. Even if in a losing effort, if you can have success on the ground against this team who is so vulnerable in that area, and to do so without Joe Mixon and maybe even Damian Pierce, that's a step in the right direction. It doesn't solve everything because this Bills rush defense still is not very good, but at least it would be a step in the right direction and good to see for 1 week. And the second part, as I just mentioned, is penalties. I mean, they've had double-digit penalties each of the last three games, which is just unacceptable. Top five in penalties last year, top three this year, not good enough. And I tried to look it up. I didn't get very far, but I don't know how often a team has been top three in penalties and has actually won a Super Bowl. Usually those don't go hand in hand. And so you got to be better in penalties, because when I look at the last couple of games for the Texans, home opener against the Bears, Sunday Night Football, first home game, emotional night, they had a dozen penalties. Not good. I thought they didn't handle the moment as well from that perspective. Following week, you get the Vikings, biggest game of the season to that point, 11 penalties. Not good. Same idea. Big game. Didn't handle that big moment as good as I would have liked to see. Now here you are at home. It's going to be a huge crowd. Big game. Wild environment Sunday. Game of the week. Buffalo Bills are in town. Contain those emotions and play disciplined football and don't have 10-plus penalties again. So it's the obvious ones, but those are the two things I want to see most. A better rushing attack on offense, and then just play cleaner football where you're not committing a lot of these stupid penalties. You can't have 10 penalties again on Sunday.
Yeah, I think those would all be a step in the right direction. I'm going to go with stopping the run. I don't think we're going to see, with the exception of Baltimore, I don't think we're going to see a running attack that is as unique and as explosive and dangerous and just impose their will on you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.